Free for all Friday here on the Steve Guru Show, the day you get to call in and talk to me about anything on your mind, as long as you keep it clean. It's on something of importance. Great calls so far on banking and term limits. Good stuff so far. Greatly appreciate it. Looking for your phone calls. Hey, oh, hello. No, that damn thing isn't working again. The red phone for VIP important people, still not working. We'll wait to see if that works out for you. Let's see. Let's go to Jim on the line in Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
Good, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
My problem I have is with this Epstein list. They're allowing the DOJ and the FBI to keep holding the cards on all of these people that were on Epstein Island. And they need to get that released so we can oust all of these people that were there and that abused children.
And not and just women. Politicians, business people, socialites, elitists of all sorts, globalists, Davos crowd attendees, all of them. I agree with you. Where's the black book? I mean, we know that they've got the book. We know they've got the addresses. We know that they've got the itineraries from the flights that went down to that island. I could not agree with you more. And that's why I think, you know, I don't talk much about this P. Diddy, Puff Daddy thing, but I think that thing has tentacles because that is child trafficking, sex trafficking. He was close friends with Hillary Clinton, the Biden family, LeBron James. The list goes on and on. So we're going to keep an eye, at least one eye, right?
Yeah, look how many times Oprah Winfrey's plane landed there.
That's right. Yeah, who's Oprah doing?
All right. Look at these people. They got to stop this. They need to just let it out to the public and deal with it.
Yeah, let us take care of it. You know, turn them loose to the crowd. We'll take care of it. Jim, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. The Epstein list. I like that. All the way on the other side of the country, Ronnie is up early today in California, just to call in to Free for All Friday. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. This is going to be the best 30 seconds on TV.
All right.
I got a double-edged sword. That Daryl Scott on his SmackDown was talking smack about Wayne Allen Root, about Kari Lake, about Candace Owens. He was just and talking about Donald. I can't believe it. The guy should be fired, pulled off a rap for sure. Then I got a little advice for our boy Donald. He needs to say he got a bad wire on the vaccine stuff that he got lied to and pull away from that. And then he should let
he did
the
get
15
lied.
Month or 15 week thing on abortion. If people want to be psychotic and kill their children, well, whatever. But, you know.
Well, Ronnie, I appreciate the call. I'll check on the SmackDown thing. I don't control programming here on the network of America's Voice. I only control it on MTN. Greatly appreciate you checking in. Look, the abortion thing is a disaster for Republicans. It's a disaster topic for Republicans. Has been for a while now. Just let the states decide. I wouldn't even touch it. Just it's up to the states. I wouldn't touch it. Brian is in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. Brian, how are you? Brian, are you there?
Nope, he dropped.
All right, Brian, a little trouble with Brian there, so let's move right along to Tom. He's in my home state of Michigan. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. I love your show.
Thank you.
I was just, I called you once before, and this is the second time, and I just wanted to say that I'm a vet. There's a lot of vets out here that have had enough of the deep state and the border and all that, and we're just waiting to see the election, and then maybe we have to 1776 them.
Yeah, you think we're that close? People, I mean, a lot. We saw this new movie out called Civil War, and look, there's a lot of problems out there. I don't think anybody wants anything like that to happen, but there is a lot of tension. We're on a hair trigger around here, Tom. I won't disagree with you on that. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Going south now, all the way to Florida. Carlos has called in from Florida. Carlos, how are you today?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, a quick thing. Is there any way that you guys on RAS can hold a town hall meeting and call it the first presidential debate for 2024, invite Biden, Trump, and 10 of Biden's most valued...
Let me ask you this. Carlos. If it were Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. having a discussion, a debate, whatever you want. Would you watch that? Because Biden's not going to show up.
Yes.
Biden's not going to show up.
But
Kennedy might, and Trump might.
Right, but that's where you get 10 of his voters in and have them ask Trump two questions each. And then at the end, have Trump ask them a question. But if you were to narrate, if you were to run this, this would be the number one show on TV. And have Trump...
You mean it's not already?
I'm
going to have to talk to my agent.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to my agent, Carlos.
Trump,
I'm very upset by
it. Has one of those rallies.
Got it. No, I got it. I think it's a good idea. But that's what I wanted to ask you, and I appreciate you calling in. Would you watch a conversation or a debate or whatever you want to call it, if it was Robert Kennedy and Donald Trump? I think people would tune in by the millions to watch that. Hey, we're going to stay in Florida. Eddie is checking in Florida. Eddie, how are you?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm well, my friend. What's on your mind?
I was just curious, with everything that's going on, who decides when the government has become too tyrannical?
I vote, and I say it. I think I decide, you decide. What's your point?
Well, my point is everything that's going on, I hear is all this talk about 1776. We have the movie out with the Civil War movie. And, you know, is it getting that close for real?
You know, you'd wonder. I mean, and as I've told people, and thank you for the call, Eddie, I appreciate it. How close are we? I don't know, but I know this. If they go and throw Donald Trump in jail, which they're trying very hard to do on the left, that's going to be a very volatile thing to do. I've got friends of mine that are liberals, that are lawyers and liberals, and say it's completely wrong what's happening. It should never happen in America. These are people that do not like Donald Trump at all. That'll be a very volatile thing to have happen. But I think the most dangerous period of time is going to be between November 6th, when Donald Trump was reelected, and he is inaugurated on January 20th. That's going to be a dangerous time. Mark.